The College Experience, UCF at Georgia Tech preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're now offering 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid over at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by the leaders in daily fantasy, DraftKings. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at $1 million in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter the code SGP to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code SGP only at DraftKings. We're also brought to you by BetQL. You want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with the NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, and college football back in action? Well, you need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co and enter the code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co, promo code SGP20. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, UCF at Georgia Tech style. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee, in the place to be. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-o!
How are you, pal?
Buddy, I am great.
We are talking UCF at Georgia Tech football here, Patty C. And the statement made by Jeff Collins coming out the gates, and what I feared is a perhaps very overrated Florida State team. But I can tell you this, man, Jeff Collins, I like what he's doing. There's a style of play they're playing with, an aggressiveness, hard hitting, physical football.
Sure.
And this freshman quarterback, Jeff Sims, playing ball for the Yellow Jackets. I'm impressed with Jeff Collins, and I think he's got Georgia Tech on the right track.
Well, he's got them believing. They did not look like a team, and nor should they. But I guess being damn near basement dwellers in the ACC last year, they had every reason to be skeptical about themselves, and especially starting a true freshman quarterback.
First ever start, yes.
First ever start, and man, did he pleasantly surprise.
Love what Jeff Collins did. When Norvell was hired at Florida State, Sims was committed to Florida State. He pulled the scholarship from Sims. Jeff Collins saying, "Hey, we want you to start game one."
It's a nice little Florida selling State. Point.
Yes. Fantastic. I mean, look, one touchdown, two interceptions. Okay. First ever start, 24 of 35, 277. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you'll take it.
He also had 13 for 64
on rushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's dynamic.
Yeah.
And granted, he's only a freshman. I'll say this though. Florida State's defense might be better than UCF's. I think it is.
Florida State's defense.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, Florida State wasn't bad. And as a matter of fact, if this game wasn't so damn sloppy, they might've come away with the win.
Florida State did block three kicks.
That's true. I mean, I'm not saying that Florida State was the better team.
Yeah.
I'm saying that they were two teams that looked like shit a little bit to me.
That was a sloppy game.
It was.
But that's what you expect. The guys, you know, this first game of the season.
First year quarterback and a first year coach.
Jordan Mason, though, running good for Georgia Tech. I like the backfield. Even the receivers stepping up with Malachi Carter, Jalen Camp, Marquez Ezard. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, by the way, but dude, I was really impressed. Keep an eye on defensive end Curtis Ryans. 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles versus Florida State, Patty C. Georgia Tech, by the way, went 8 for 16 on third downs, 50% on third down against the Seminoles on the road, Patty C.
Take that. That's solid. You gotta like that. Those numbers.
I should also mention that Sims, first freshman QB to win a season opener at Georgia Tech. Their program goes back.
Yeah. Too. I mean, when did they start playing football? They were 1892. So coming up on 130 years, first freshman to ever win his first game.
Yeah. They beat Cumberland 222-0,
but not with the freshman.
So check us out. Georgia Tech's 3-0 versus UCF all time. Mm. Jeff Collins, former assistant at UCF.
Interesting. Some storylines here. All those games were played in Atlanta.
This one's played in Atlanta too.
This one will be played in Atlanta. And let me hand it to Jeff Collins, because I asked the question last week, what does Georgia Tech have to do to take advantage of that recruiting hotbed just a little bit? And I couldn't really put my finger on it. I mean, I don't think between Adidas and their uniform colors and kind of the commitment to their classic look, which isn't a super sleek marketable look. It's not a bad look.
I like it too,
but they just don't seem to be like on the cutting edge from a style standpoint. And so I just didn't figure it out. And then on the back of their helmet is Atlanta. I like them using Atlanta as their marketing angle, because what do you have on Georgia? What can you possibly get on Big Brother over there in Athens
City?
Yeah, you got Atlanta, and so market the hell out of it.
I've always said Georgia State's a sleeping giant as well, because they're in Atlanta.
Yeah,
whoever uses that, yeah, they could really. I mean, when I started watching college football, Georgia Tech was a really good team. When I first started watching college football in the early 90s, they were like, dude, they were like a top 10 to 15 team almost every year.
Absolutely.
Jeff Collins, though, I think he's got him on the right track. I like what they're doing. Love their they were playing physical football, man. Now, when you play UCF, UCF hasn't played a game yet. But last year, they had the second best offense in the nation. Last year, they went 10-3 and lost 3 games by a total of 7 points. Starting a freshman quarterback, much like Georgia Tech was doing this year. Last year, UCF started a true freshman quarterback in Dylan Gabriel, who threw 29 touchdowns and had 7 picks. So now he's in year 2. And I mean, even the UCF defense ranked 32nd in the nation, perhaps not as bad as I think. They led the nation in tackles for loss.
32nd, very respectable. Mm. That's top fifth of the nation, almost top quarter of the nation.
Yeah. Fifth in the nation in scoring. They averaged 43.4 points per game, Patty C. This kid, Dylan Gabriel, is a stud.
How many good quarterbacks are they able to produce down there in Central Florida?
I think it's a system. I think it's quarterback proof.
Gotcha.
I think I'm starting to believe it's quarterback proof, man. But Las Vegas is saying right now, currently the line for Georgia Tech, UCF at Georgia Tech is UCF -5.5, Patty C. Mm.
What do we think of that?
I think, well, first off, the physicality, I wonder, will Georgia Tech be able to have success on the ground against UCF? I think they will.
Yeah.
But the problem is James Blackman, he threw a lot of passes that went over receivers' heads. Mm-hmm. He also had his receivers drop a couple, to be fair to him. I think Dylan Gabriel is much, much better than James Blackman, and that system is much, much more dynamic than Florida State's.
Dylan Gabriel, 3,653 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year. 5.5 points is a little bit of a disrespect.
I just feel like that's UCF. That system is fire offensively.
What are they in year 3 for Heupel now?
Yeah.
Got to figure that thing is coming along. He'll probably have that thing humming. Last year, like we said, 3 losses by a total of 6 points,
Seven
points. Yeah. And they finished what? 10-3?
10-3, yeah. With a freshman quarterback. That was the most impressive. Was like, They started a freshman quarterback. I mean, I expected them to lose the Pitt, but they probably should have won that game. And then I thought they should have beat Cincinnati. The only game they probably should have lost was that Tulsa game. I'm going to ride. Look, I love what Collins is doing at Georgia Tech, but I think UCF has got too many points. I think Sims will make a turnover at some point. Freshman quarterback, probably having a great week considering Florida State pulled his scholarship. Probably been partying a little bit, getting the family involved, brothers and sisters saying, huh? You know what I mean? Like, let's go out and have some fun, guys. I told you I'm the man.
Yeah.
Some of the other Georgia Tech players perhaps partying, saying, hey, we're winning in the ACC now.
That's true.
In comes UCF, a team that's kind of been money against the Power Five for the most part.
UCF, like we said, 10-3. And then what do we have Georgia Tech at last year?
That was year one, though. I really think Collins has got this.
3-9, including some really tough losses. Lost by 45 against Georgia, lost by 45 against Virginia Tech, lost by 38 against Clemson. Obviously, these are good teams, but lost by 18 against Duke. You know, they have a long way to go, and I think pretty much everyone's giving them a bunch, or they're getting a bunch of points based on
last week's performance
and the fact that UCF hasn't played yet.
Well, is it? I think it is an advantage to play a game.
Sure, of course, you work out some of the things, but I think people are making the mistake of thinking it's a bigger factor than it is. If this game, if they had both played one game, and UCF played up to its standard from last year, this spread would be 14.
Perhaps. Randy Shannon, the DC of UCF, you think he can stop this run attack between Sims and Jordan Mason?
I think Georgia Tech will have a little bit of success running.
Yeah, I do too. I think they will, and I think that will keep them in the game for a while. I'm still going to take UCF because I think there's too much
firepower.
And just offensive creativity.
Yeah.
I think one of the things with an overly aggressive defense, Georgia Tech struck me as a very aggressive defense.
Yeah.
I think Josh Heupel creates a lot of misdirection, a lot of, that's a kind of a crazy little offense they run down there. So I could see them opening it up and really tricking.
Right. And maybe eventually Norvell gets to the point where he can take advantage of an aggressive defense and, you know, find the holes that they're creating by being aggressive, but I think UCF is already there. They will pick apart an overly aggressive defense and get themselves a lot of points in the process.
Yeah, I got this. Like, I'm not locking it up yet. I might lock this one. Keep an eye on the spreadsheet. We release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com where we handicap every single college football, college basketball Division I game. Been doing it for 3 years. I might lock this one up. It's on the cusp.
Well, this one is most certainly a lock in my book.
Yeah. Patty C locking up UCF -5.5. NC Nick locking up UCF -5.5. I might just join them for the triple lock.
It's probably the second best game of the weekend. Probably. And really, when you think about UCF having legitimate playoff aspirations, we're going to see how this thing plays out. But let's take a look at UCF's schedule real quick. They have 1, 2, 3. Oh, that Florida international game was postponed. So sorry. 3, 9 games on the schedule. And then the AAC championship game. Does 10 games and an AAC championship earn you more than 9 games and a Big Ten championship? The answer is no.
It does not. No.
So,
but you should still have the right. If you're undefeated, you should still have the right to play for it.
I'm not saying they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, will they?
Yeah, fair point.
But if they're an undefeated team,
I don't actually think a Big Ten team is going to go undefeated.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Depending
especially
on what
with
Ohio
it
State
going
does.
Into December. But let me ask you this:
yeah,
what about if they get this win? What about Georgia Tech side of things? Any chance Georgia Tech I think might have a decent year? They got Syracuse on the schedule after this. Syracuse looked absolutely horrible.
They did come out 3-0, get a bye week, and then
I think they could be shit. I mean, they could play Louisville.
Yeah.
And then it sucks getting Louisville and Clemson back to back. Those are probably two of the better teams in the ACC. But
they weren't going to beat Clemson anyway, though.
But they could beat BC. They might be able to hang with Notre Dame. Duke just hung with Notre Dame.
That's true.
They might be able to hang with Pitt or Miami. They beat Miami last year.
They're not as good as most of these teams.
I can still see them winning five or six games.
If they, I mean, here's what happened. They did what they had to do this game. They, with a team that is growing, you have to get in dog fights. You have to grit them out and you got to win. And you know, we saw Bronco Mendenhall do it at UVA.
Yeah.
You have your tough year. You take your lumps. Bronco Mendenhall went 2-10 his first year.
Yeah.
So Jeff Collins is already a game ahead of him, 3-9 first year. And then Bronco Mendenhall went 6-6.
Let me 7-6,
9-3.
Yeah. 9-3.
I mean, so trending in that direction would be great.
They had three kicks blocked last week. Georgia Tech did. Does UCF block a kick?
You would figure UCF would have the speed to do that. I can't really make that prediction, but
I couldn't believe they had three kicks blocked that game.
I thought that was the worst kicker in the world.
Yeah.
But he ended up saving the game, didn't he?
Got it done. All right. This is the college experience. UCF at Georgia Tech style. Guys, please subscribe to this. Tell a friend. If you got a friend that's a UCF fan or a Georgia Tech fan, please send them this. We want to do this more for you. Or we want to preview all the games, but we need you to share this thing, subscribe, and get over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Not even iTunes, whatever platform you listen to this thing on. Leave us a 5-star review because sponsors look at that. That's how we get paid. Boom! You can holler at us on Twitter if you want to talk more about this game. I'm at the Colby D. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick, the third guy making picks on the spreadsheet. He's on Twitter at NC_Nick, and we are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check them out on Twitter at the SGP Network. This is the college experience. UCF at Georgia Tech style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.